Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. Glad to have you back. You know, we're going to introduce right now, we got Melissa Newton. Melissa Newton's joining us via the phone. She's actually a reporter for CBS 11. I gave you a little background story on her coming from Oklahoma as well as Abilene, where she reported and produced. Melissa, are you with us right now?
I am, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Well, I'm glad to have you on this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be your guest on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. And also joining us here at the Studio Roundtable is Michelle Lamont. And Michelle, you're the principal of Lamont Media Consulting, amongst other things, an extraordinaire. Glad to have you on this evening.
Thanks, Ash. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you, girl?
I'm great. So excited to be on the show tonight.
So y'all, okay, so my first question being that you both have jobs on the top 10 most stressful list. So first off, as I know that, you know, Melissa, I know that you didn't think about all the stress and the strain that would come to you by selecting this career path. So why did you pick this path in the first place?
You know, I think a lot of times people in journalism, they pick this profession because they want something different every day. And they do have that drive to have an exciting career. And it can be very exciting. But like you said, and like this recent poll has shown, it can also be very stressful.
You know, Michelle, yours is listed as number 7. You know, explain to me, why did you pick this career path?
I really think that's an unfair number. Since I started working with you, I think it went up a notch. I'm now at number 6 most stressful jobs.
Come on now. Keep it above the belt.
I'm just kidding. You know, it's a wonderful job in the fact that you really get to help so many people. And that's what I love about it. I love putting people on stage and giving them a platform and helping them attain the goals that they have set for themselves. And that's really the, along with what Melissa was saying, is how you get something different every single day. It's minute to minute, hour by hour. It's not only is it exciting and different, but it's so challenging.
So let's start, Melissa, let's talk about a regular day for you, because I know that a lot of people think they see you on TV, they turn on Channel 11 and they say, oh, there's Melissa doing a great report, and they see you for 2, 5, 7 minutes, whatever, and they think that's basically what your day is. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I actually hear that a lot from viewers who they meet me for the first time and they say, oh, you must have such an easy job. You talk for about 2 minutes a day and that's all you do. Not so much. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that 2 minutes. You have to go out and first you have to find the story. You have to create a story sometimes if it's a slow news day. And you're constantly working with different sources or PR people or city officials to try and find that story. Then you have to gather that story. You have to interview people. You have to make phone calls. You're constantly out pounding the pavement. You've got to get the video together for that story because television is a visual medium. You've got to have pictures to tell the story. Then you have to write it. You have to put it together. You have to edit it and fact check and get it approved. And then it finally makes air and you present that story live. So there's so many different elements that go into that. And if one of those elements falls through, if you don't get that interview you need, your whole story could fall apart. And guess what? You're starting from square one, and you still have that deadline at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because we always see those TV shows where they send the reporter out. They say, oh, we have this big, you know, earth-crushing news right now, and they send out the number one reporter. You go out there and do it, and you're done.
Yeah, I wish it were always so easy just to go out and it all comes together. But the thing about television is it never always works out so perfectly. Sometimes it does, and we're very happy about those days. But a lot of times elements don't come together exactly how they should. And I think the most stressful thing about the journalism profession, whether it's print, whether it's web, whether it is television, you are working on a daily deadline. There are so many professions that have deadlines, but the difference, I guess, is mine is daily. And if I am the lead story on the 5 o'clock news and I turn my story in, my report in 1 minute late, I failed. I didn't do my job correctly that day. So that's the difference. And that creates a lot of pressure and a lot of stress on a lot of reporters.
I can definitely see that. You know, Michelle, you know, kind of you both, y'all are both creating stuff. She's creating stories, and I know that you're creating stuff for your clients as well as pitches and what have you. Explain a regular day for you.
Well, you know, in PR, we have to be completely responsible for creating and maintaining the positive image of our client and what their message is in a way that editors, writers, reporters, radio personalities, members of the media who can, unfortunately, sometimes be very hostile or be very nice to work with. And you're on such a tight deadline and you're constantly creating all these different avenues for your clients. So you work so hard to create an idea and you think, oh, this is a home run. They're going to love it. You send the email to the perfect person who you think is the right person for your client to do this story. And you get the email or the phone call. No, thank you. This is absolutely not what we're looking for. And it's over and over and over again, getting told no and no again. And then still staying positive because, you know, if I keep doing this, then I know someone's going to want to do work with my client.
I think hearing no, like a lot of people say, it's the worst that you can hear. But I think when you hear it over and over again, it takes people with a really strong skin and self-awareness to accept that, right?
It does. And I just hear no, and then I just do it again. I hear no, I do it again. I don't believe in no, and I don't like no. So you can tell me no all you want. It doesn't really matter to me. And you can tell me you don't like it. I'm just going to keep on down my list and keep on keeping on because I'm just a fighter. And I think that same thing with Melissa. She absolutely has to fight for her stories and fight editors and fight other people who are trying to get the same story that she's trying to get. And that's the same thing with me. I mean, you just have to be consistently working so hard. And then when you finally get that all those things together and it's done in 3 minutes or 4 minutes, if it's a television or a radio interview, it seems like you've worked so hard for something that just lasted for so little. And the client's like, oh, well, what else is going on? And you think, I've just worked so hard for this interview for you, for this article, for this mention, and you don't understand. I mean, you want to say that, but you can't. So you just swallow it and you say, you know what? Here's what I have going on next, and here's what I'm going to do next, and here's the next thing on the plan, and so that's what that's like.
So I know that both of you work different hours. So I wonder if sometimes working different hours, does that cause stress? Melissa, do you work? I know that you work really early, right, in the morning?
I do, and I've worked every shift there is in television. Currently, I go into work at 3 o'clock, so I go to bed, about an hour ago.
And that's 3 a.m., folks that are listening.
Yes,
she goes to work at 3 a.m.
I go to work. And, that can definitely put some stress on your body physically because, for instance, getting an 8-hour night's rest is not in the cards for me, not with this shift. I would have had to be in bed at 5 o'clock in order to wake up in time to be on air, camera ready, when I would need to be for a morning show. So I sleep in shifts. I sleep 3 hours during the day. I sleep another 4 hours at night. And you just learn to adjust to that kind of a sleep schedule. And yeah, it does. It wears on your body and it puts a lot of stress on you.
Gosh, I mean, I don't even know how you could have like a normal life.
And that's the only way to have a normal life is to sleep in shifts, because otherwise you're going to bed when everybody else in the world is getting off of work. But it, also working the night shift, which was, your main anchors work a night shift. Your evening reporters that are reporting on the 10 o'clock news, they're going into work when everybody's usually getting off work. And they're not getting off work until 11 at night. So there is really no normal schedule in television. So the hours definitely do cause a little bit of, it can cause family stress. Families, you work holidays. Families always understand. Mama has to work on Christmas or, you know, things like that. So there's a lot of different elements to the hours we work and the stress that can play on your body.
Sounds like most definitely. I would definitely rather have the night shift on that one. You know, Michelle, tell us a little bit about your timing. Do you think that plays a bit of the role of stress in your life as well in your career?
Actually, my husband recently started calling me Mommy Glow Face because my phone or my computer is always glowing because I'm working all hours of the night and all hours of the day. And my poor dogs, they never get as much attention as they deserve. But same thing with PR. You just never know when a reporter is going to call you and say, you know, this story fell through. Do you have somebody who might be able to fill this? Or I'm looking for this. And you think, which client can I use this situation to help this reporter out with? And a day is, I'm never 9 to 5. I could start at 6 o'clock in the morning and go until 1 or 2 in the morning and then do it again the next day. Today I've spent all day working, and it's Sunday where most people would take off. And you know, my day started, I think, at 7:45. I started getting emails that a link wasn't working on D Magazine for something that I've been working on for so long. And I have all these emails and text messages. Hey, my link's not working, and my phone's blowing up, and it's 7:45 on Sunday morning. So they're, you know, and you wake up to stress. You don't wake up to, hey, good morning. Hey, I'm so happy about this. No, it's they're calling you because there's a problem. They're not calling you because everything's hunky-dory.
I don't call you in the morning with problems, so I know
No, never.
I do, Michelle. I call you all the time in the morning with problems.
That's true, Melissa. But one thing about Melissa, she's lucky. She's so naturally beautiful. She doesn't have to have a lot of staging time to put her makeup on. She can just roll out of bed, hit the station, put the camera on, a little lip gloss, and she's good to go.
She's lying to you. She's lying.
I think she's right. I think she's right. So, you know, I mean, everybody has their situations, their timing, what they go through and the stress. And you two both have very stressful careers. Real quick, before we go to our next segment, what are some of the non-effective ways that y'all have dealt with stress in the past? Michelle?
Well, for me, obviously, the worst thing that I can do is take it out on someone that I love and care about. And that would be the first thing you do. You're annoyed at somebody who's real close by and you yell at them or react to them. And that's not fair. So I've had to really take a step back and realize what the situation that I'm at, and that the people that I love and care about are not the people to take that out on.
No, that's most definitely true. I mean, I think a lot of times we do that by accident because it's the nearest person.
And you feel more comfortable with them because you know that they're going to accept you when you're angry and when you're upset. The problem is that my dogs just don't know how to talk back to me. So when I'm yelling at them and I'm complaining about them, and I say, I'm like, Ashley did this and Melissa did this and I can't believe it. And Bertie just sits there and looks at me and she just has no clue how to respond. I've tried to teach her how to text. It's just not working.
Is it that thumb issue? I mean, is it thumbs?
I don't know. I mean, she's good at other things. I'm thinking that we can figure this out one day. Well, I say that, you know, thumbs are not an issue for her.
I got an idea. If you can figure that out, it's more than $1 million idea. So I don't even know what we'll be doing after that. Probably just be off the air and sitting on some sort of island after we figured out how to get dogs to text.
Well, the three of us have dogs, and we all three of us love our dogs so much, so we get what that point is. But you know, for me, it's so hard because you want to explode on somebody because you're so frustrated about something, and my husband always tells me, is being stressed going to help the situation? Or do you just need to take 5 seconds, realize, write it out? What I always do is I write out what the issue is and what the possibilities of fixing it or having the alternative to it. And for me, I like lists and to look at things written down on paper because then it seems more logical.
Melissa, what is a way that you've dealt with stress ineffectively?
Yeah, Michelle makes a great point. You do bring it out or take it out on those closest to you. My husband works in the television business as well. He's a meteorologist in Oklahoma City. And he and I, we vent to each other all the time because we both understand that stress. But then what happens is your home can become such a toxic environment because you do both understand that stress. You both work in a stressful environment. And then you bring it home, and all you're doing is talking about the stress from work. If that's the kind of environment you have at home, your home is never going to be a place you can relax because you're always talking about such a stressful situation. So kind of what I've learned to do, leave it at work. I know it's very hard, and sometimes you're always on call. And for Michelle, a lot of times if you're working at home, I wonder how easy it would be to leave it at work. What I try to do, leave it at work. I'm Melissa Newton, the reporter at work. When I get home, I'm Melissa Newton, wife and mom to a furry little dog.
That is some good advice. And so y'all stick around with us. Melissa, stick around with us. Michelle, We're actually going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll be discussing all kinds of events in Dallas with Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. Also, we'll be coming back and actually talking about how to successfully deal with stress in your life, how to deal with it in your career, and some tips and tricks that'll actually make it a lot easier that maybe tomorrow morning, which is Monday morning, might not be so hard. So stay tuned. Keep the dial on 570 AM or KLIF.com or put it on iHeartRadio. And appreciate you listening, and we'll be right back.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board-certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.